I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1916. That was the day that seven Australian members of the Industrial Workers of the World were sentenced to 15 years in prison for their anti-war efforts during World War I. Other IWW members were sentenced to as many as 5 and 10 years each. The IWW had led the way in protesting the use of the draft, or what was called conscription, during World War I. On August 10, 1914, the front page of the Australian IWW newspaper, Direct Action, had declared war. For what? For the workers and their dependents? Death, starvation, poverty, and untold misery. For the capitalist class? Gold, stained with the blood of millions. Riotous luxury, banquets of jubilation over the graves of their dupes and slaves. An Australian Wobbly leader, Tom Barker, had urged, "Let those who own Australia do the fighting. Put the wealthiest in the front ranks. The middle class next. Follow these with politicians, lawyers, sky pilots, and judges. Answer the declaration of war with a call for a general strike." Barker was arrested and jailed more than once for his stance on the war. In 1916, Australians had grown increasingly weary of the fighting. They voted no in a referendum on the continued use of conscription. That September 1916, the government raided IWW offices and arrested key leaders. The leaders were sentenced to long prison terms. 9 months later, the IWW was outlawed in Australia. The membership rolls were made available to employers who blacklisted anyone on the lists. Continued involvement in the IWW could result in 6 months' hard labor in the work camps. This government oppression took a sharp toll on the union. But to its credit, the IWW still exists in Australia to this day.